Okay, welcome back. Let's go down to Australia and talk to David Oates, the man who discovered one of the most remarkable things about human life, that the subconscious mind certainly has its own thoughts, its own way of communicating with your conscious mind, and it will never lie to you. And that is reflected, of course, in the backwards playing of forward speech. And you know the game by now. If you're new, go to reversespeech.com. Where do you want him to go, David?
Yeah, reversespeech.com. Yes, that's website's right. Old. It's got to be updated, but that's the current site.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, we've seen the conclusion over here of the Communist National Convention, and it was pretty much as expected. I think on November the 5th, the selection process is going to tell the story about the future of these formerly United States. If they force the communist regime, part 2.0, Biden was the first. If they force the camel and that utter creep walls on America, that will be the epitaph of this country. It died when the people didn't stand up and force the government to obey the Constitution. And it'll be gone. If they allow Trump in, or they decide he's going to be in, they put him in again for 4 years, there'll be the pretense of hope for another 4 years. But we're at a crossroads here, David. This is it. This is the final call. So what did you do this week for us?
Oh, well, what did I do this week? I was going to ask what I did this week, then you added for us. So we'll answer the for us first.
Yes.
I got a lot of requests for doing reversals on the Democratic Convention. I mean, they wanted to do Michelle and Hillary and Walls
right.
and Kamala, and I'm sorry, there's just not enough time to do them all, unfortunately. I wish I could. And also, I've been back at writing again this week, too. I've been pretty busy writing, so that's been taken up
well,
a lot
of my
time.
Well, I'm glad to hear you. You were knocked out for 3 months.
COVID, Jeff. It knocked me flat.
Yeah.
It honestly, it took me 3 or 4 months to fully recover from it, you know.
Understood,
My cough's only just gone in the last few weeks. You know, I had that. It stuck around forever.
Understood, yeah. I hear it all the time. Not good.
Yeah. But no, I'm fine. But I'm back at writing again now, so I'm...
Good.
Finishing up my metaphor book, which I've been...
You know what you might do as a plot device, just for the hell of it, and I think it's certainly a possibility, that there is an evil. There are many types of intelligences out there, intelligent life forms, but there's a very dark, satanic, evil group that has made a deal with the global elite that are running the planet now. I think there's some kind of... I don't know if I'd call it correspondence between the two, but there's some relationship there that it has to be. There's an evil dynamic here that I can't explain any other way. It's got to be off planet or straight from hell, one or the other.
It's based on reversals, it's straight from hell, I tell you. Here, let me start off with some of Hillary, okay?
All right.
This is play one I found on her a few months ago before I moved to ones on the convention. So here she is.
Goes on and on for, 90 minutes. Biden's taking questions. He's talking to people in small
groups.
Not
from the media.
Well, but that's okay.
She's talking about Biden. She says backwards, hi, demon.
Hi, demon.
Hi, demon.
Hi, demon. Good. There it is, right on the money.
All right, here she is at the DNC. Only found 4 reversals. It's just media's just a horrible place to find reversals.
Right.
But here she is at the DNC.
To ratify the 19th Amendment to the Constitution.
Name the beast beyond.
Name the beast beyond.
Crystal clear. Very good.
Yes. He is. The beast, the mark of the beast. He's, look, I wish I could say I could find nice reversals on these people, but I just can't. I mean, just can't. It's just just darkness. I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, you're describing it fine. It's not deep state. It's worse than that. These people are really evil.
Oh, they are evil. There's no other word to describe it. Yeah, I mean, here she is again.
Let's send Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to the White House.
Our hell with a soul.
Our hell with a soul.
Our hell with a soul. Our hell with a soul.
Oh, that's our hell with a soul. That's like we are really evil and really spreading it out there. I mean, that's exactly how that sounds.
What did she say again? Our hell with the soul?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, what a soul!
Ah, yeah, what a soul! Ah, yeah, what a soul!
Well, it could be any soul. These soul, one of the
No, our hell with a soul. I think you got it right on the money. See, you know, the woman must feel, not that I care, she must really feel cheated. She was supposed to be in. Obama shouldn't necessarily have run for a second term. She wanted that. She feels she should have been in the White House by now as our first woman president, but it didn't happen.
No, it ain't going to happen now. Too late now.
Yeah.
Yep. And here she is again. I'm surprised he even brought her out for the convention.
Every family she helped, every community she served. So as president, she will always have our backs.
See a wall.
See a wall.
See a wall. See a wall.
I don't know. That could be any type of war. It could be war on the Democratic Party to get rid of Biden. Who knows? It could be a war on the planet. Well, there's lots of wars, isn't there?
You got it. Very good.
And then the last one on Hillary.
We also know as Vice President Kamala sat in the Situation Room and stood for America's values.
The one who saw you.
The one who saw you.
The one who saw you.
Oh, yeah.
The one who saw you.
Yeah, well, that's just mind reversal. It doesn't really mean much either way, really. All right, so that's what I found on Hillary at the DNC. Not. Actually, let me just repeat from the first reversal, the most significant one. Play it again.
To ratify the 19th Amendment to the Constitution.
Name the beast beyond.
Name the beast beyond.
Name the beast beyond. Name the beast beyond.
There it is. Name the beast beyond. Yep. I don't know.
Lots of evil out there, David. Multidimensional, multi-layered. Nothing is as it seems for the most part.
Really,
it's all deceit, lies, deception. I don't know how the average person can even begin to try to get a handle on anything anymore. It's that bad.
I don't know where it all got infiltrated. I mean, look, the 60s were a pretty rough time, but the Democrat Party was in good shape back then.
That was a whole different party. 180 degrees the opposite of what we have now. Completely different.
Yeah.
Same label now, Democrat, but they're communists all the way. Nothing to do with JFK's Democrat Party or RFK.
No.
None of it.
Yeah, I saw RFK endorse Trump and his family came out and said it was betrayal of their values. And I thought, I don't think so. The Democrat Party now is nothing like your dad's Democratic Party.
No, nothing.
No. All right. Okay. Let's look at camera at the DNC. Look, I've got 13 reversals on her. Look, quite frankly, I'll be quite up front. I couldn't stomach doing the woman. I did it for about a half an hour to an hour every now and then, and then I went back into my book. I thought, I can't do this. It was difficult doing Kamala. So here we go.
Growing up, we moved a lot. I will always remember that big Mayflower truck.
Interesting reversal. Allah groom you.
Allah groom you.
Allah groom you. Allah groom you.
Hey, look, Allah comes up in reverse speech. I really, to this day, I don't totally know how to interpret it. It's obviously another name for God. But is it God the judge? Or, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to disrespect Muslims, so I don't really know how to interpret Allah.
But I don't either.
God groomed you, but I kind of see Allah as a darker version.
Well, we can start at the bottom. The Muslim invader gangs in Britain and Europe, Germany, Sweden, etc., are grooming little children. We know that. One of the biggest secrets about Islam is its pedophilia. It's a huge secret. Nobody talks about it. So Allah groom you. Is that just kind of a metaphor for the way Muslims groom people? Just a general statement?
Yeah, it could be. Maybe they're saying the Muslims grooming America. Maybe, who knows? Who knows? I just don't know how to interpret it.
We've got a lot of Muslims here, as you know. They've taken a number of cities.
Yeah, I know.
They just outvote everybody, so put themselves on councils and boards and whatever. Pretty bad now here, David, and getting worse all the time. This is not going to get, it's not going to get better. It's not going to have a happy ending. And I'm sorry to say that. I just want you all to prepare. You must prepare. And there's still a savings going on by way of a sale at Numana, the food storage company that's up at the top of the banner position. That's where I got mine, and I hope you all can get yours. Don't waste time. We're running out of time. September the 28th is the sentencing of Donald Trump, David.
I thought it was the 18th. Is it the 18th or the 28th?
September 18th. What did I say? Did I say the 18th?
You said 28th.
Sorry, 18th. And what happens then, we'll see. This judge is a very hardcore leftist, liberal, socialist, communist type. He could remand Trump to custody right there in court. If you go ahead and appeal, you're going to do it while you're in prison, though. I don't know what's going to happen. But the GOP, believe me, because of the 18th, they are spending time at night running AI simulations, what if, what if, what if, and have already put together, I'm sure, at least two tickets of potential replacements for Trump should he not be able to get out of prison. I don't know how it would go if he's running in prison. I have no idea. But it's not a good situation. And what they did last time with putting Biden ahead of Trump, 81.3 million votes, more than any other presidential candidate in history, they say. So what will they stop at? And I think the answer is nothing. They've already done it. So easy to do it again.
Yeah. Mm. All right, here's the next one on Kamala. This is not a good one.
Packed with all our belongings, ready to go to Illinois.
Hell on the light.
Hell on the
light. Hell on the light. Hell on the light.
Light's a metaphor that comes up fairly often in reverse speech. I interpret it as being the light of God, or however you understand that as being. My religious background tells me it's the light of God, but reverse speech just references as the light. Let me play you a couple of light reversals. Here's a great one. It's a bit loud. Sorry about that. This is one of my favorites, this one.
Light.
Yep, I need light, starts in the heart.
Yep, light, starts in the heart. Yep, light, starts in the heart.
It's kind of a universal statement. Yep, I need light, start from the heart. That's where it should start, I guess.
Here's one that I found. I didn't find. One of my mentors. Yes, obviously I found this. I didn't know I had it. I sent all my 40 years of reversals off to some of my students, and they're going through them all now. And I found one on O.J. Simpson I didn't know I had from his trial. This is a really surprising reversal.
When I left here, I called back to the room to ask Bruce. You said that there were some pictures. What do you have? And I asked him, did this Walter Alexander return his cell phone?
Oh, that sounds like the second one. Seen Earth, human is the light bulb.
Human is the light bulb.
Oh, that's not very clear. Hang on.
Seen Earth, human is the light bulb.
Oh, there it is.
Seen Earth, human is the light bulb.
Yeah.
Seen Earth, human is the light bulb.
It's clear. It's there. It's maybe a little bit difficult. Here we have one. Trump. Oh, hang on.
I was talking. I made a nice speech one big crowd. I said, and it's all over town. Look at all that press. Look at all of them.
Serve that Lord of the Light.
Serve that Lord of the Light.
Serve that Lord of the Light. Serve that Lord of the Light.
Yeah, here's one.
Is that serves, David, or serfs?
Yeah. Oh, it could be. I got serve. It could be surf.
All that press. Look at all of them. Serve that Lord of the Light.
Serve that Lord of the Light.
Could be either.
Serve that Lord of the Light.
It's hard to tell between a V and an F when you're playing things backwards.
Right.
Anyway, we'll play Cameron again talking about Hell on the Light, which is the opposite.
Real quick question. How accessible are reversals from the camel? Easy, from difficult? She's not a very... she's either a closet brilliant strategist, which I doubt, she's a moron. And I'm just wondering what your take on it might be, judging by the reversals and the quality thereof that you're getting from her.
I'm going to show my bias here. Look, let me just say something before I answer that question. I must admit, I form a lot of my people on opinions. My opinion on people is based on their reversals, okay? Really does mold my opinion I have of them. And I find Kamala to be duplicitous, lying, a fake. What else can I say?
A hoe.
I think she's dangerous. I don't think her mental processes are working the right way. I think she's got a lot of mental processes. Is working in a strange way.
Well, she's medicated too. Don't forget that. I've seen her some appearances where she's heavily under the influence of some pharmaceutical or another. I don't know what.
I mean,
slurring her
just,
words and so forth.
I'll just skip over a few reversals. Look, this one here, Sam's camera. This reversal here.
I stood up for veterans and students being scammed by big-for-profit colleges.
Give powerful fib.
Give powerful fib.
Give powerful fib. Give powerful fib.
How about a monumental lie? The woman is a fraud. You know, it really is just as disconcerting to me. We pretty well understanding now what the camel is the reaction of the audience cheering and yelling for things before they are even fully spoken by this idiot. These people in the audience are dangerous. They're stupid or they're paid shills. If they're not paid shills, that's even scarier. This is bad news, all of it.
Oh, I was going to say something then. I forgot now. No, it's gone. It'll come back. Okay, here's the next one.
But my mother never lost her cool. She was tough, courageous, a trailblazer in the fight for women's health.
Blanks the wish.
Fucks the wish. Fucks the wish.
Fucks the wish.
Well, it's not a nice reversal when she's talking about her mum in such glowing terms. You know, it's the opposite of glowing. This woman's just totally incongruent. I mean, here she is again.
And she also taught us, and never do anything half-assed. And that is a direct quote.
Wolf terror.
Wolf terror.
Wolf terror.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's not talking about her mum in the nice terms backwards.
No.
I don't know anything about a childhood or a mother. No, nothing at all. I can just tell you the two reversals I've gotten on a mum are not good. Here she is again.
I grew up immersed in the ideals of the civil rights movement. My parents had met at a civil rights gathering.
We die in its germ. Talking about the civil rights movement, how can you die in... I mean, how can that have a germ? I don't get it.
A germ? A germ is an idea. It's an incipient philosophy of some kind. We die in the germ. The ethos of the civil rights movement. I don't know what she's saying. It could be something that has nothing to do with civil rights. Yeah. It may have to do with civil domination and control. I don't know. She's very complex in some of these things, not out of intellectual prowess, but out of just, I think, either medication or whatever. Now, you've seen medication affect people's reversals, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah.
What tends to happen? In other words, how is the subconscious...
Depends on the medication. Alcohol completely messes up reversals. I mean, they just go crazy all over the place.
So alcohol interferes with the subconscious to a substantial degree, if that's the case.
Interferes with substantially, yes. I don't know. I've done marijuana. That doesn't seem to affect reversals all that much. No, it doesn't seem to affect it. Meth and coke, haven't really done it, but I imagine it would completely mess it up. I don't know.
You want to keep going?
No, we'll do a break. I've only got seven more reversals to play.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, and we shall continue with David right after this. Okay, and here we are back with David down there in Adelaide. Go ahead, David.
We play, we die in its germ. So here's the next one.
In our system of justice, a harm against any one of us is a harm against all of us.
Have the law.
Typical communal crap.
Have the law. Yeah, well, that's probably a congruent reversal, okay? I mean, talking about the league system, so there you go.
Right.
Yeah, top one up for Kamala. One congruent reversal. Well done. All right, next one. This might have been one that I threw out. I can't remember now. I don't know why this is opening. Here we go.
As Attorney General of California, I took on the big banks.
Oh, God. I'm going to puke, David.
Middle class families who faced foreclosure and helped pass a homeowner bill of rights.
I can't remember whether I threw this one out or not. We'll soon find out. Denounced your villain.
Villain.
It's not villain. Forget it.
It might be renounced. Same
it's
thing.
Not villain. It's villain. There's a D on
right.
There.
I can't hear the end of the word VIL, whatever. I can't hear the end. So
I agree. It's one I threw out. It's one I threw out. I'm just going to delete it from my list. I'll play it again.
All right,
here we go. Give powerful fib. I'll play this one again.
I stood up for veterans and students being scammed by big for profit colleges.
Oh, God.
I know. Give powerful fib.
Give powerful fib.
Give powerful fib. Give powerful fib.
I mean,
it's like saying a big honking lie. This is all American politics is beyond fraud now. It's really sociopathic, maybe psychopathic, in its.
Yeah.
It is message to the people. It's really disgusting to be lied to so overtly. And the saddest part is that many people, they just can't see it. And they don't see it, especially the younger people. Not their fault, but they still don't get it. Never will, most of them.
I'm right with you. All right, next one.
And neither were the elections that put me in those offices. We were underestimated at practically every turn. But we never gave up, because the future is always worth fighting for.
This is actually probably a congruent reversal. Wolf, get out, go see a war.
In other words, if the wolf gets out, we may have a war. That's what she's saying, I think.
Well, you could read it that way, yeah. I know, I read it that way when I first found it. Then when I listened to the forwards, I thought she's talking about fighting.
She's so disgusting. She never mentions the way she got to the top was by being on the bottom.
Yes, I've heard that.
I just made that up. What do you mean you've heard that?
I have made that up.
You have? All right, never mind.
I have.
Or, you know, how about autographed knee pads from the Kamala Harris campaign? I've heard her pronounce her own name, Kamala, by the way, just like that, Kamala. It's not Kamala.
All right, next one. Here we go.
His explicit intent to jail journalists, political opponents, and anyone he sees as the enemy.
Lawyers do, isn't it? Try to jail anyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Legal trickery. And we've got this one.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails. A rogue.
Look, I heard this two ways. A rogue warn, WARN, or a rogue one, WON. And I couldn't decide which. I finally put down warn, WARN.
A rogue one.
Oh, that's warn. That's warn. WARN.
And the middle word is rogue.
Correct. Rogue. Okay. She's calling Trump a rogue. She's warning people about the rogue Trump.
A rogue, warn. All right.
Yeah. It's probably a congruent reversal. Let's just listen to the forwards again.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails.
She's talking about immunity from prosecution is what she's talking about. A rogue warn. Yeah, well, there you go. She believes it. Then we've got a metaphor.
Not to improve your life. Not to strengthen our national security, but to serve the only client he has ever had, himself.
The Sunshine Noah. What a strange reversal.
The Sunshine Noah.
All right, look, Noah's a savior. It's a common reverse speech method. I don't know what she's doing. She's saying he's gonna shine the light on us and be our savior. It's incongruent reversal. She's praising him backwards, putting him down forwards, and praising him backwards. Here's the forwards again.
Not to improve your life, not to strengthen our national security, but to serve the only client he has ever had, himself.
The Sunshine Noah. She's actually giving him a compliment backwards is what she's doing. Well, she's putting him down forwards. And here's the last reversal I've got on her. I gave up at this stage. I went back to writing my book.
I gave up 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I understand.
We are not going back to when Donald Trump
tried to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't. Oh, jeez. Horrible.
You a con.
Have me a con.
Have me a con.
There it is.
Have me a con.
Yeah, the cons and the fibs just keep on coming out.
Now she's a mental lightweight at best, and it just shows. It's disgusting.
So
this is the best
go.
America has to offer, huh? Okay,
oh,
go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, oh no, this is I'm just saying. So there you go. There's Kamala, and I mean her other reversals are just not much better. Like here she is in Nevada. Let's play this one. I mean that's all the.
So good. Here with so many incredible leaders, including my dear friends, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto.
Near the monster we hid.
Queen of monster we hid.
Queen of monster we hid. Queen of monster we hid.
I mean, these are just not good reversals at all. You know.
Near Moscow we hid.
No, near the monster. Monster. I got monster.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I'll play it again.
It's Masto.
Yes,
yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I mean, these are just not good reversals, you know? And then we've got this one.
Senator Jackie Rosen.
And there's worry. Well, she's not congruent on these people she's talking about. I don't know these names, but...
Well, that's a state of Nevada. What is she, state senator? Jackie Rosen? I can't remember now. Typical liberal. But I think there may be some discord between the two of them. Somebody said that once. I don't remember. Something
well,
like that.
That would explain the reversal.
Right.
And, here she is again.
Before I was elected a United States senator... I was an elected attorney general, and before that, district attorney.
You sick Adolf in it.
You're sick Adolf in it.
Oh, I don't want to get into it with Adolf. Hitler was a good guy, a bad guy, but certainly the world sees him as a bad guy. So, well, you know, that's the context of the reversal.
Right. That is changing, by the way. Slowly, but it's changing.
Yeah,
people are waking up. Yeah, they're realizing now that the winners wrote the story, and the story was a lie. Ask any German who was alive then. There aren't too many left, of course, but ask their children. If you can get them to speak honestly and openly, that man was the most loved man in the world by those people. What he did in 3 years alone was immeasurably brilliant, and that's the truth. Jackie Rosen, yeah, she's a senator. From Nevada, that's right.
Okay. This reversal, I laugh every time.
I won't mention the fact that she's Jewish because it's kind of obvious.
Right.
Anyway, they're everywhere. It's incredible how such a small group of people has pulled off such an astonishing overthrow of the Western white Christian world, basically. Think about it.
Yeah, right.
And be sure, if he were to win, he would sign a national abortion ban.
I am a show-born shining ass.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's her subconscious kind of mocking her conscious self and all the charades she's involved with.
That's right. Yep. Okay, here's some more on Kamala.
Really important and will make it work is when all of the adults who are in that dynamic have respect for each other.
Girl, Wiccan woman.
Her Wiccan woman.
Well, what's a religious belief? Do we know what a religious belief is?
What is what?
her religious beliefs? Do we know? I've never seen anything about her religious
beliefs. No, but she may well be a Wiccan. I don't know. Yeah. I've not heard any reference to her involved with any organized, formalized religion, no. So maybe she is a Wiccan. Would make sense.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Here's a horrible reversal on Kamala.
Can we hear it for Tim Walz?
Soul masturbate.
Soul masturbate!
Soul masturbate!
Oh, my.
Soul masturbate!
Oh, she's on a sugar high.
He's a pervert, so it fits. I guess it's not a very big secret to anybody.
No. Well, those rumors have been around about her for ages.
Her? Him? They're all disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, they... No, I won't go there. Okay, doesn't matter. All right, what else is there? Okay.
Here, I'll tell you about the camel's religion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm curious.
Kamala Harris came to her 2024 campaign for president with much more exposure to the world's religions than typical American politicians. The vice president was introduced to both Hinduism and Christianity as a child and has since become part of a Jewish family. Her husband, of course, Doug Emhoff. So she's a little this and a little that. Calling Harris a Baptist or a Christian is accurate, but it doesn't capture the nuance of her religious background, so say the experts. She has a unique and interesting religious identity. She's been part of both mainline American Baptist churches and Hindu fellowships, and she's married to a Jewish man, said Nathan Finn, senior fellow on religious liberty with the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. So, look, she's nothing. She's a basket full of this and that. So you can certainly put anything you want in there, I think. Wiccan would probably be one of them. She's an explorer. That's what they're trying to brag about here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, here's another one on Kamala, talking about her religion.
And when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States.
We sell God. We sell God.
We sell God. We sell God.
We sell God. We sell God.
Oh, yeah.
We sell God. We sell God.
Yeah, well, that's a true statement. They certainly do. See, a lot of these I've already played on your show previously. But,
people don't remember. It's okay. More of those hidden fees and surprise late charges that banks and other companies use to pad their profits.
The blank, but I'm a scab. In the blank, but I'm a scab. Yeah. Look, there's just no redeeming nice reversals on it. I wish I could find some.
No.
I thought I found one last night, but it wasn't there. Oh, hang on. Here's, this might be a nice one. Yeah. I'm trying hard.
And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government
We love more.
We love more.
We love more. We love more.
Yeah. We love more what, David? Love more right to abortion? I guess that's what she's saying.
Well,
freedom to choose.
Love.
Yeah. So that's what she's saying.
Do what they want with their bodies.
Right.
I won't get into my
I still say one of the most disgusting, scary parts about this is the audience cheering like that. There's nothing there to cheer about. Nothing.
No, there's not.
I can't decide for them. They're allowed to have their own opinion, but come on, for goodness sakes, what the hell is there? She's acting like she's involved with life as the average rank-and-file American is. She's not. She's immune from all the things she's talking about.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Here she is again saying she's a fag. This is about the third time today we've found reversals like this.
The president and I are working around the clock every day to get that ceasefire deal done and bring
home. I fake no. This scares.
I think this scares.
It could be scared.
All right. So I fake, period, second phrase, this scares me.
Yeah. Talk about the cost of the situation. You know,
she's lying, all right? That's all. She's just admitting she lies.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's absolutely lying. Yeah, she came out today, I couldn't believe it, in favor of the border wall. She's just taking all of Trump's policies and rebranding them as her own. Crazy.
And none of them would ever be upheld. This all lies. The whole political theater in this country is a theater of the absurd. There's nothing there worth listening to. Trump is saying he's going to deport every single one of the invaders. Everyone's going, that isn't going to happen. Never happen.
No.
He's not talking about it anymore either, by the way. He dropped that a couple months ago. I think he dropped it before the Pennsylvania attempt to kill him.
Yeah, talk about the Pennsylvania attempt to kill him. I thought I'd see what I got on camera in 2003. You only got one reversal on camera in 2003, but you listen to what it says.
And just last week at the White House, I convened union leaders and utility providers and state and local elected officials.
I'll shift with the killer.
Shift with the killer.
Don't know what she means by that. But I certainly find a lot of killers on Democrats, I tell you. they're not nasty people. Let's see what I've got from 2002. Let's have a look. She uses Adolf again. Wow.
Make no mistake. The imposition of these sweeping and coordinated measures will inflict great damage on those who must be held accountable.
Adolf and abuse. That's why she used Adolf. Oh, he is a horrible one.
Today, the United States, our allies and our partners, are closer together.
Her faggot, her soul, croc.
Her slow croc.
Gee, this woman is just disgusting. There's no redeeming qualities to her that I can find.
No, nothing. Not even by accident. No, there's nothing there.
2021 now. Oh, my
She's
God.
Heartless, soulless, there's nothing there. Go ahead.
This is 2021.
And the recognition that our common interests are not zero sum. Now, as we face threats to that order, I am here to reaffirm our commitment to that vision.
Our sorry con.
Well, there's an honest reversal. Our sorry con. Pretty sorry, all right. It's a lousy con. But Americans should be used to these things by now. Every politician, every campaign season, says the basic same thing over and over again. Nothing new. It's all lies.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This is it's a terrible. I've said for decades, we should have a 6-week campaign season. That's it, and then vote. Paper ballots only, no voting machines, and see what happens. 6-week campaign. That's all we need. If you remember when Trump won the White House, that campaign went a year and a half. Went a long time. And we went through the whole thing. So now it's a different ball game.
Yep.
We'll see. No, all right, September 18, David, when anybody talks about the sentencing, look for that and see if we can get any reversals off it. I'm watching.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, well, indeed. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't
thanks
know
very much.
Week, but I'll have something for you.
Okay, okay David. Thanks. Thanks see much. Okay.
Yep.
And there he goes, David Oates. And reverse speech. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. We're on a roll tomorrow, Wednesday. 3 more hours for you tomorrow night in 21 hours. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk soon.